Southwark News, Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. Mother set on fire in an act of revenge. Caught. A jealous boyfriend set his partner on fire when she tried to leave him for his son, a court heard this week. Julie Beattie, 24, staggered out of her home in flames like a zombie and died of horrific injuries after she was beaten with a hammer, doused in petrol, and set alight by father of 12, Ashley Williams, 49, it is claimed. Williams is said to have carried out the dreadful act of revenge on July 19th last year because Julie was leaving him for his son from a previous marriage, Ashley Williams, Jr. Julie was said to be moving out when the attack took place at her home with Williams in Asselando Drive, Walworth, the court heard. The day before her death, Julie and Ashley Jr. had gone away together, and Williams sent her text messages saying, "I tried over and over with you, Julie. I wish you nothing but the best. I will always love you. I just showed it too late. Please forgive me, Julie." The next day, when Williams returned from work at 11 a.m, he is said to have locked Julie in the house. Julie's sister Lucy came to the house and heard Miss Beattie scream, "He's going to kill us," told prosecutor Ed Brown. Williams came to the door and told her to come back later, but Julie was said to be behind him trying to open the door. Lucy tried to call police but couldn't find her phone, so started to walk to the police station instead, the court heard. She quickly changed her mind and went back to the house when she saw smoke billowing from a window. She ran into the house and saw Julie in the kitchen, reportedly ablaze, walking like a zombie and trying to speak, the court heard. Julie is said to have walked out of the house and rolled onto the floor before sitting down with her hands and legs in front of her, when she allegedly said, "Ashley did this to me," in front of horrified neighbours who poured water on her and wrapped her in wet blankets while they waited for the emergency services, the court heard. Her hair had been burnt off, and the whole of her body was black with burns. She was quite unrecognisable, Mr. Brown told the court. Julie was taken to Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, but died of her injuries at 6:30 p.m. on the same day. Julie Beattie died a terrible death, said Mr. Brown. The court heard that Williams, who was also set on fire in the incident, apparently tried to slit his own wrists after the incident and told police he killed his partner for a dare. When he was told that Julie had died, he replied, "I can't get the words. Sorry isn't enough," the court heard. In a complicated web of relationships, Mr. Brown told the court how Williams was initially seeing Julie's mum, Linda Beattie, before he moved on to Julie. Julie gave birth to the first of their four children together when she was 16 years old in 2009. Williams of Asselando Drive, Walworth, denies murder. The trial at the Old Bailey continues.